The story of Jacko, from the actual printed news clipping of the July 3, 1884 edition of the Daily Colonist. What is it? A strange creature captured above Yale. A British Columbia gorilla, Yale, BC, July 3, 1884. In the immediate vicinity of No. 4 Tunnel, situated some 20 miles above this village, are bluffs of rock which have hitherto been unsurmountable, but on Monday morning last were successfully scaled by Mr. War, Onderdonk's employees on the regular train from Lytton. Assisted by Mr. Costerton, the British Columbia Express Company's messenger, and a number of gentlemen from Lytton and points east of that place, who, after considerable trouble and perilous climbing, succeeded in capturing a creature which may truly be called half-man and half-beast. Jacko, as the creature has been called by his capturers, is something of the gorilla type, standing 4 feet 7 inches in height and weighing 127 pounds. He has long, black, strong hair and resembles a human being, with one exception. His entire body, excepting his hands, or paws, and feet are covered with glossy hair about an inch long. His forearm is much longer than a man's forearm, and he possesses extraordinary strength, as he will take hold of a stick and break it by wrenching or twisting it, which no man living could break in the same way. Since his capture, he is very reticent, only occasionally uttering a noise which is half bark and half growl. He is, however, becoming daily more attached to his keeper, Mr. George Telbury of this place, who proposes shortly starting for London, England, to exhibit him. His favorite food so far is berries, and he drinks fresh milk with evident relish. By advice of Dr. Hannington, raw meats have been withheld from Jacko, as the doctor thinks it would have a tendency to make him savage. The mode of his capture was as follows. Ned Austin, the engineer, on coming in sight of the bluff at the eastern end of the No. 4 tunnel, saw what he supposed to be a man lying asleep in close proximity to the track, and as quick as thought, blew the signal to apply the brakes. The brakes were instantly applied, and in a few seconds, the train was brought to a standstill. At this moment, the supposed man sprang up, and uttering a sharp, quick bark, began to climb the steep bluff. Conductor R.J. Craig and express messenger Costerton, followed by the baggage man and brakeman, jumped from the train and, knowing they were some 20 minutes ahead of time, immediately gave chase. After 5 minutes of perilous climbing, the then supposed demented Indian was corralled on a projecting shelf of rock, where he could neither ascend nor descend. The query now was how to capture him alive, which was quickly decided by Mr. Craig, who crawled on his hands and knees until he was about 40 feet above the creature. Taking a small piece of loose rock, he let it fall, and it had the desired effect of rendering poor Jacko incapable of resistance for a time at least. The bell rope was then brought up, and Jacko was now lowered to terra firma. After firmly binding him and placing him in the baggage car, off brakes was sounded, and the train started for Yale. At the station, a large crowd who had heard of the capture by telephone from Spuzzum Flat were assembled, each one anxious to have the first look at the monstrosity, but they were disappointed, as Jacko had been taken off at the machine shops and placed in charge of his present keeper. The question naturally arises, how came the creature where it was first seen by Mr. Austin? From bruises about its head and body, and apparent soreness since its capture, it is supposed that Jacko ventured too near the edge of the bluff, slipped, fell, and lay where found until the sound of the rushing train aroused him. Mr. Dawes, White, and Mr. Gwynn, C.E., as well as Mr. Major, who kept a small store about half a mile west of the tunnel during the past 2 years, have mentioned having seen a curious creature at different points between Camps 13 and 17, but no attention was paid to their remarks as people came to the conclusion that they had either seen a bear or stray Indian dog. Who can unravel the mystery that now surrounds Jacko? Does he belong to a species hitherto unknown in this part of the continent? Or is he really what the train men first thought he was, a crazy Indian? His fate remains a mystery, adding another layer to the enigma that is Jacko. The story of Jacko serves as a powerful reminder of the mysteries that lie in the unexplored corners of our world. It challenges our understanding of what we deem as known, pushing the boundaries of our knowledge. Does Jacko's existence confirm the presence of Sasquatches in the wilderness of British Columbia? We may never know. but what we do know is that the story of Jacko continues to captivate us, reminding us that the world is full of mysteries waiting to be discovered. So as we delve into the unknown, let the story of Jacko inspire us to keep exploring, to keep questioning, and above all, to keep believing in the wonders of the unknown. Because who knows? Maybe one day we'll finally unravel the mystery that is Sasquatch.